And welcome to Thursday Night Live. I'm your host, Dr. Rita Louise, and thank you all for tuning into the show tonight. You just don't know how much I appreciate all of you that come and spend an hour with me every Thursday night. So today, my topic is about subtle energy movement through the body. So when we get sick, we often think that it's the end of the line. We're sick. But what many of us don't realize is that when our body is manifesting something on a physical level, it is saying, pay attention to me. And we don't realize that there's much more going on inside of us than the gallbladder issue or the diabetes or the cancer that has formed inside of our body. And so I'm going to talk about how things work inside our subtle self that finally does manifest on the physical plane as illness. So we're gonna start here. First, there's our auric field. And just hang on one second, got a little itch right there in the eye. There's our auric field, and our auric field is our personal space, the area that surrounds our body. And it is what houses our personality and makes us be individuals. Now, the aura is actually broken up into four parts, four different subtle bodies, with the physical body being actually the fifth body, but not a subtle body. And these subtle bodies are the causal body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the etheric body. And I'm going to go through each of these briefly and then kind of talk about this dynamic. And so the causal body is the one that is the furthest away from the physical body and vibrates at the highest frequency. Some people refer to the causal body as our higher self, but it's this body that connects us to source and individuates us as a separate being from this larger conglomerate of energy. I was taking a Kabbalah class years ago. And the way that they explained it was this way. If you think of everything in our universe as a giant star, and we're one little piece, one little point off that star. And when that piece separates from the mass, the bulk of the star, that's where our causal body forms. And it creates the essence of who we are. And one of the jobs of the causal body is to keep us connected to source. Again, it's like our higher self, and its goal is to take care of us and keep us moving in the right direction, in a forward and positive direction. But then everything changes when it gets to the next level, the mental body. So the mental body is a little bit closer to the physical body. And it houses our thoughts and our thought processes. And so when we think of something and when something comes to mind, it is in our mental body. So the next body in is the emotional body. And again, a little bit closer to the body, a little bit slower in frequency, a little bit denser than the causal and the mental bodies. And it houses our emotions. And so there are those people that say that emotions are energy, E, in motion, energy in motion. And so our emotions take our thoughts and they activate them and they give them energy and they propel them forward. But our emotions are always activated by our thoughts. And so, well, I'm going to come back to this process. Just know that our emotions are always activated by our thoughts. Then there's the etheric body again, and this is the one that's closest to the physical body. And it's the blueprint for what the physical body is going to manifest. So it is the final form of what is going on. So it's not uncommon working with someone where you can see an issue in the etheric body, but it hasn't bled through into the physical realm yet. Or they might be doing a lot of work, doing supplements, you know, changing their diet, exercising, doing those things that really nurture the physical body. And it takes the issue and pushes it back up into the etheric body. But let's kind of talk about this process for a minute. So you can have a thought, like looking at the time. So you can have a thought and have no reaction. So for example, you're driving down the road and someone wants to cut in front of you, and you can just smile at them and take your, you know, take your foot off the gas and let them pull in. And there's no reaction. There's no emotional response. And then there are other times that it could be on the same drive where somebody else tries the same thing and you have a clear-cut emotional response. You know, and it gives that thought energy. And so when you have that emotional response, it activates systems inside of the body, you know, such as your stress response system, the fight, flight, freeze and fawn responses that create biochemical changes inside of you. And it's how that energy funnels through the etheric body, that blueprint of how it's going to manifest in you. But the reality is our energy, for us to be in health, our energy is supposed to move and flow and ebb and tide into us and out of us. But our life experiences, our beliefs, our core beliefs, the traumas that we've experienced, you know, the bad situations that we've overcome, interfere with the movement of this energy. And over time, these issues can become blockages in the movement of that energy. You know, so whether it's a mental block, an emotional block, or something that is actually hardened into the etheric or manifest into the physical body. And when that happens, when these blockages grow, kind of like having, you know, a clog in your artery, you know, and you can build up plaque and build up plaque until finally you have a heart attack because there's no room for the blood to flow through the artery to the heart. And then it just stops working. And so when you're looking at, you know, if you're experiencing some kind of physical disease, you know, and not you broke your arm or you have an allergy, because that's, you know, it's different. It's the things that tend to be more chronic that manifest over time. You know, well, I have a gallbladder issue. You know, my mom has a gallbladder issue. You know, this person, that person. It's those kind of things that you have to stop and maybe not just focus on the organ. You know, I mean, granted, it is great to modify your diet, exercise, take supplements, you know, do those things to support the manifestation in the physical body. But it's also important to say, okay, this is the end of the road. So what's going on further upstream that created this in the first place? And, you know, and it could be a core belief, you know, you could be prejudiced, you could believe something about yourself that might not be a true statement. You might overreact to situations that occur around you. There's a lot of different things that can create these blockages, but usually it's the same trigger over and over and over again that form this congestion in ourself and in our soul. You know, so again, without having this be like a 4-hour lecture, health isn't about chopping an organ out, you know, or taking a pill, but it's about clearing the blockages that are in ourselves so that we can experience radiant health. And I know I just kind of like talked about this, you know, kind of briefly and generically, but I want to share with you, because, you know how me I am, you know, if you want to learn more, I wrote, that's what this book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, is all about, is to understand how energy moves and flows through the body, with the cosmic 2x4 being why we got sick. You know, because if you get cancer, that is a 2x4. And what I discovered recently is that it really fits in well with the dang it was me all along, where if you find that you have these issues going on, mental and emotional issues going on, the insights that you get from the Dang It Was Me All Along book will help you to start rectifying inside of yourself and shifting the way your energy is moving and flowing, so that maybe with a little time and energy, those health concerns will go away by themselves. Okay, so I am going to do my little, you know, say hey thing, and then I'm going to say hi and come back. So if you are interested in getting a private consultation from me, or just want to like check me out, because, you know, I am pretty fun. My website is soulhealer.com. The page is loaded with articles and videos and all kinds of stuff. I invite you to go check it out. You can also get all of my books there. They all do come autographed if you buy them off the webpage. If you want to keep connected to me, please go to my Facebook group, Dr. Rita Live, or Dr. Rita Louise Live on Facebook. And you can watch the stream. If you're not my friend, you can still watch the stream from that page. Or you can watch the stream at Just Energy Radio on YouTube. That's Just Energy Radio on YouTube. Both Facebook and YouTube allow you to interface in the chat and ask questions on air. If you go to... because it also streams to Rumble, and I'm Psychic Doc on Rumble. No chat feature, which is why I'm kind of looking at switching to Twitter. And I wanted to let everybody know we were picked up by another network. And so this show is now airing, I think, on Blog Talk and some other places. So, yay. So if you're listening to the show from one of these other sources, you know, please come join us on Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central, you know, at Dr. Rita Louise-Live on Facebook, or Just Energy Radio on YouTube. And again, if you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe to the channel. If you're a Rumble person, please like my feed. Follow me on Rumble. All right. Oh, and then don't forget to sign up for my newsletter at soulhealer.com, where you'll be apprised of things that are going on also. Okay, so I'm going to say hi to everybody and then go answer any questions. All right, so Marco's here. Marco is here early. You're so good, Marco, coming early. Thank you. And hi, Miss Amy and Otto. Hey, Otto. Narcy. Hey, Narcy, I have your spoon and knife that's sitting on my kitchen counter that I keep going, I need to contact Narcy about it. They're on my kitchen counter. And we have Blind Drug World Headquarters here in the house. And we have my, let's see, wait a minute. I have to come up with a good one. What we have, Nisi Soul Expressions, Tanya Kassler in the house. And so on Thursday night, and Tanya, if you could post, if you could post what time your live stream starts. So Tanya owns a couple of crystal stores and has amazing, amazing crystals, and does a live stream on Thursdays. So usually right before I start, I'm like sitting in her live stream, watching what's going on and hearing her go, bam, it's in your cart. Which is my favorite part. So thank you, Tanya, for coming. Okay, let's see. Anybody else? Wendy's here. Hi, Wendy. Okay. All right, so now I'm going to go back to beginning. Oh, Narcy said, great beginning. Thanks, Narcy. I appreciate that. All right, so Otto says, Albert Ellis, the psychiatrist who invented the cognitive therapy called Brett, also said that thoughts are behind emotions. Well, I mean, yeah, thoughts are behind emotions, but most people don't recognize the fact that their thoughts and emotions directly affect their health. And unless you resolve what's going on mentally and emotionally, you know, they can go in and chop stuff out. They can give you pills, but it doesn't get rid of what's gone, what created it in the first place. And my experience has been is that you haven't, you know, you have a surgery done, and if it's not resolved, it just moves to somewhere else and becomes some other condition, because the problem's never been fixed. So, okay, as an example, I had somebody come and they were complaining of digestive issues, and I'm looking at them and their gallbladder like didn't look good. Well, it turned out they really didn't even have a gallbladder, which is why it didn't look good, because it didn't look good before they chopped it out. But the issue, the origin of the issue, was their inability to plan, which is the dynamic of the gallbladder that created the digestive disturbance in the first place. And so, you know, it was kind of like the secondary manifestation, because it didn't have a gallbladder to mess up anymore. So it just found somewhere else to do it. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Amy says, waiting for delivery of your newest book. Can't wait. Yay, Amy. Okay, so anybody that has gotten a book, please, please, I'm begging you, go on Amazon and write a review and say, all right, don't say this, although you can say this, but don't say this. You know, like, Dr. Rita's so great, and she has good hair. And no, don't say that. But no, seriously, if you enjoyed the book and you found that you got value from it, I would love for you to share that with people, because it seems like people really look at the reviews and make decisions based on the reviews and whether someone enjoyed it and got and found value in what they read. So Amy, please, I would love you. Okay, so Wendy says, are you saying if we have a sickness in our physical body, it's an indicator of negative thoughts? Yes, that was pretty straightforward. Usually it's an indicator of negative thoughts or an emotional reaction that's not in control, but yes, there's a negative, there's a limiting belief, there's a negative thought, there's something that your inner critic is saying to you over and over again that is setting the stage. It's making it so that the energy doesn't flow. Trying to think of an example. So when something happens, so let's say something scary happens, you know, our body's natural response is to lock up and to freeze in place. Well, the same thing with our subtle energy. When we experience trauma, when we experience fear, the movement of energy through our bodies is shut down. And it just creates this whole dynamic. And so when you clear what is making the body freeze, like, for lack of better words, it will allow the energy to move through it better, thus experiencing radiant health. Okay. All right. So Knee Soul Expressions says her live stream is 6 p.m. Eastern on Thursday night. And she skipped. All right. So she was a cheater and didn't do her live stream tonight, which meant I had like 45 minutes of nothing to do, because usually I watch her live stream. But bam, in my basket. So, okay, I have to tell you, so you think I'm weird. I don't know, Tanya. I love watching your show because you are just so freaking funny. Okay, ooh, we have a new person. Hi, Barry. Thank you for coming in. Hey, Miss Debbie, nice seeing you. Okay. So Amy says, we'll definitely give your book a review. Yeah, but Amy, it better be a good review. Okay, so you guys have any questions? It's been a beyond long day for me, beyond long day. You know, I love hanging out, but it goes much better for me if people are asking questions and I'm just like not having to think of things to talk about. So Nisi Soul Expression says, I'm sorry, ha ha ha, I get it from you then. Barry Luann are from the live too. Oh, hey, Barry Luann, thanks for coming. Okay, I'm going to say I'm funnier than Tanya, but I don't know. She's got her own thing going on. And Tanya, you come by so naturally because I know who your father is, and you totally come by naturally. Okay. So Amy says she will give me a really good review because she loves me. And so the name of my new book, Barry, is Dang, It Was Me All Along, and it's available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all those good places. So, all right. So Louise says, hi, can you see my life improving this year? Well, let's just check it out. Thank you for the question. Okay. So Louise, okay. So I don't know if you've come to any of my other lives, like when I did the one, for Soul Expressions like a year ago, maybe even longer than that. Anyway, you know, I tend to be very straightforward and kind of blunt. So one of the things that I'm feeling is that you have really been like working on yourself and working on your inner space and kind of unwinding what's going on. But for some reason, and I'm not totally understanding this, is that there's something that you're afraid of, you know, like you watch the news too much or, you know, but there's this piece of fear that's kind of sitting in there. And I want to raise your awareness to that because I feel like it's interfering with your ability to really enjoy what's going on. So I would love for you to kind of meditate on it, think on that, you know, and ask spirit, ask your higher self, what can you do to move past that fear to experience inner peace? I feel like this could be a great year for you, but you need to get past that because it is interfering, like what I'm talking about before, with the movement of energy through you. So one of the things about having this energy move, it is not just about not getting sick. It's when our energy is moving and flowing and not inhibited anywhere, it allows the law of attraction to work through us and make it so that good things can come to us. And so for you, you know, and if you have a follow-up question, Louise, please just post that below because I, you know, I can clarify if you need me to, okay? Okay, so April, hi, April. So she says, hi there, do life purposes readings. Okay, so my name is Dr. Rita, not Louise. And yes, but if you could, well, let me just see. And this is April. Let's see, April. You know, April, I'm going to give you kind of a different answer. I feel like when you look at what you should be doing and where you should be going, I get the impression that your ego really gets in the way. I feel like there's always this, well, if I did this, I'm not going to make any money. Or if I do this, you know, I would be financially, you know, put the potential of being financially successful. And I feel like there's a lot of caveats and a lot of, in order for me to invest my energy into my life purpose, there needs to be some kind of a tangible outcome. And for you to live your life purpose, for you to live your life dream, you have to let go of, if I do this, I expect this. I mean, when I first started doing this work, I mean, I used to do a lot of psychic fairs, but I had no idea this was going to become something that I did full time, like for forever, you know, and you just have to have that be okay. You know, because sometimes the joy and the happiness comes from you living your life purpose and pursuing your life purpose, and not from the means that you can get out of it, if that makes sense. Again, if you need a follow-up on that, just post below. Hey, Miss Veronica, nice seeing you. Okay, Wendy has a question. Has my lack of physical activity the major reason that I felt so unmotivated? Wendy, I'm going to say no. All right, hang on. You know, so I feel like there's a 20 to 30% connection between the physical activity part. When I look at you, I just keep getting this, like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. You know, so maybe you need to take a step back and re-clarify where you're heading and see if what the goal is and where the goal is again, just like I was saying to April, is something that's for your higher self, or is there a piece of ego that's sitting in there that say, well, this is what I should do, versus going, what do you want me to do now? And then doing that. Okay. So Otto says, do you have any idea on how to deal with making one's aura stronger? I had to deal with one sister and she got a large dose of shame. Okay, so Otto, I'm not quite sure. So there's a couple of different ways I can answer that. I mean, we can ground our aura, which makes it be more solid. You know, some people have kind of thin and wispy auras. Some people have freaking rock hard auras. When dealing with somebody else, you know, you can sit there and make the decision that you're not going to allow their energy to pass. You know, I joke around and I talk about, you know, like, you know, give them the hand, you know, in your mind, you know, or maybe do like a little finger. Talk to the hand. Because literally, okay, so from a literal point of view, when you do that whole thing, talk to the hand, where the palm of your hand is many times where the edge of your aura should be. And that will automatically strengthen your aura. So whether you physically put your hand out there or whether in your mind you sit there internally and go, yeah, talk to the hand when interacting with that person, then that is going to strengthen your aura, because, you know, we're who we are. And then we go into situations or have interactions with people and we can maintain that for a while, but maybe not 24/7. So like for me, Walmart, and when I go in there, I have a list, and before I walk in the building, I like put my blinders on and take a deep breath and go, going in, you know, and I have to just really keep my energy focused. And if I'm in there for too long, I kind of, you know, it's too long of a period. I'm good for about 15 minutes and then all bets are off. And so, you know, so try looking at doing things to strengthen your aura in those moments and not trying to have it be necessarily stronger 24/7, but try the talk to the hand thing. I think that will really help, especially if you're dealing with somebody very specific. And then April said, sorry, no, April, I'm hoping that what I said to you made sense and gave you an understanding. All right. Hey, Mr. Mark Eddie. Thank you for coming. All right. So April says, yep, that's absolutely right. Yay. I'm right. So Veronica wants to know, do I do past life regression? Veronica, I do not do past life regressions. You know, I was trained in hypnotherapy, but One of the things that I found working with clients is because I'm so empathic, I would like go into the past life with them. I would go into the trauma with them. And it wasn't really working for me. You know, I do past life readings, but not past life regressions. So now we got all kinds of comments today. All right. So Nisi Soul Expression says, I know you do human medical intuitive readings, but are you able to do animal? Like my cat, he has digestive issues and I have done a lot of things to help with his diarrhea. It all started after his teeth were pulled due to dental disease. I'm trying to figure it out. I've done other things to help, but it's never ending. I want him better. Okay, so I do not guarantee pet readings. You know, cats and dogs kind of sit on that margin, but hang on 1 second. Okay, and I don't know. I know with dogs, I have given all of my dogs all kinds of herbs and supplements, and it has been no issue. So this is going to sound really weird, Tanya. But for some reason, I was getting this image of giving your cat white rice, you know, and so I don't know if that's something that they give people like that have irritable bowel syndrome is white rice. You know, I would almost want to have your cat get some kind of a probiotic. I'm sure, and I know they give them to dogs, so I don't see why they wouldn't provide, have them for cats as well.
Hi, Raylan.
Raylan's here visiting with Faux Bitsy. Anyway, you know, but it really feels like an intestinal issue. And I'm kind of getting the white rice, just doing things to calm the gut down, just things that are very plain. I'm wondering, you're not going to like me with this one, just giving her some just fresh chicken, like lightly cooked, you know, like steamed or, you know, whatever, boiled chicken, just the chicken, and just giving her gut a chance to calm back down, you know. And if they make some kind of probiotic, you're going to have to do a little research on that for cats. I think that would be advisable as well. So I hope that helps. Let me know what you think. Okay, so Yvonne's here and she says, hey, Rita, there's a flirtation going on and I'm wondering if this could lead to something. All right, hang on. Hi, everybody. This is Faux Bitsy. She used to have a face, but not anymore. It's Raylan's girlfriend. Okay. Let's just see. Okay, so Yvonne, I am detecting some interest from this other person. You know, and I'm going to give kind of the advice that I've been giving on this show, you know, to people like Sin and some of the other that have been on here regular. You know, don't push it. Take it slow. Get to know this person. Protect yourself. That's the biggest thing. Protect yourself. And I'm not saying just run away. But just, you know, don't rush into it until you have a good feeling about this person that they are somebody you want to get involved with versus, oh, they like me, and but I don't really like them. You know, so before you take it, I'm going to say to the next level, make sure that you like them too, and you're not just feeling the energy from them. And if I need to clarify that more, just let me know. Okay. All right, so Marco and Veronica, I'm going to have to like put you in another room, you guys. All right, so Louise says, yes, I've been ill and healing for a long time and have been feeling stuck recently. So we'll meditate on that. Thank you. What changes do you see coming? So Louise, I don't really predict the future. I'm just willing to look at, and I don't really get that information anyway. is that once you move that fear out of the way, that the path forward is going to be smooth sailing, you know? And so that's good. Okay, so you've been, so Louise, talk to me like what, talk to me about your health thing, and maybe I can give you an answer about that. And, you know, because that might help resolve something else, if that made sense. Okay. Amy wants to know, how would one know if a blockage exists in their etheric body? By the way, do you see any blockages for me that I need to work on clearing? Okay, so Amy, you know, you asked, so now I'm going to tell. So I'm just going to talk one. I see a slight blockage in the area of your eyes that is sitting in the etheric body. I do feel like it's starting to creep into the physical plane, you know, AKA you need to wear glasses. And it's interesting because when I ask kind of what's upstream for that, from that, it is the challenge that you have separating out, I'm going to say reality from fiction, reality from what you want things to be. Like when I look at it, I want it to be this way, but it's not really that way. I know you know what I mean by that. And that literally is sitting in that eye area. I don't know. That's the first thing that came up. So I'm going to go with that. All right. So Veronica says, I brush my aura with essential oils on my palms. Okay, that's cool. I mean, that's, you know, I call that an aura fluff, you know, where you clear out your aura. You know, so that's really good. That helps keep the energy from the auric field from getting stuck. It is a very basic energy healing technique. You know, maybe we'll have to talk about that one time, do a little energy work, teach you guys how to do a little bit of energy work. Marco wishes I did past life regression. But Marco, then you would just find out that you were like King Tut or something like extra super special, because everybody is. So Veronica wants to know, do I do hypnotherapy? Veronica, I was changed, trained in it, but no, I don't offer that as a service. Yvonne says, change the food, could be allergic. So, oh, and so Yvonne's comment is to you, Miss Tanya, about the cat. And then she comes back and says, yes, white rice and pumpkin. And I like that. You know, I was feeling like I needed some kind of protein and the chicken was borderline, but I like the white rice and pumpkin. I don't, I'm assuming that the cats will eat that. So white rice and pumpkin, I like that a lot. Thanks, Yvonne. So Veronica says, hey, Raylan, doggy hugs. Michael. Hi, Michael. Hi, Johanna. Sorry that, or you don't have to be sorry to be late. It's just nice that you're here. I appreciate you coming. Okay, so Barry says, this is Luann. Do you see my jewelry business going well? So Luann, you know, and I'm looking at this from kind of a law of attraction point of view, because all I can really do is look at the energy in your space and look at what that energy is producing versus necessarily look at the business. And when I look at your energy, I feel like you have a lot of, you're self-sabotaging. I'll just say it that way. You're self-sabotaging. I feel like there's a lot of fear about having it work and making it work and making money, and there's just a lot of energy tied to that. Excuse me, versus I'm doing this and I'm doing it with love and I am allowing the universe to flow through me and it's either going to work or not. But what I have found is that when you let go of the fear and when you let go of the clutch on it going, well, I need to do this and I need to make this much money and I need, that's when it doesn't do jack. And when you just allow it to do what it's going to do because you are in the flow and you are moving and grooving, that's when it happens. Ask Tanya. She has been freaking amazing. All right, so Tanya, I'm going to talk on you a minute. So Soul Expressions, my niece, she decided to get crystals and start selling crystals online. And I'm like, hey, that's super cool. I have been so freaking impressed by this girl. She has two stores now. She does her live feed Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Go to Soul Expressions. Friend her on Facebook, Soul Expressions, or join her group or like the page or whatever. But I've been very impressed. And she had like little cards and you order something. She like sends you, you know, like a little smudge to go with it. Wonderful. It's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. So now she says, I'm going to look into it more. It's been frustrating. So Tanya, did you hear about the white rice and pumpkin? I really like that a lot. Hey, Terrence, thanks for coming to the show tonight. Yvonne said, good advice. Good. I hope that helped. Okay. So Yvonne, this is to you. Veronica says, don't be a dumb girl. Hey, Don, nice seeing you. Okay, so Veronica votes for talk energy work. Okay, so I'm going to have to remember. So, all right, Veronica, so like on Wednesday or Thursday morning, remind me that that's what I'm going to talk about. Just remind me, Aura Fluffs. That's what it's called, Aura Fluffs, and we'll talk about that next week. Marco says, King Tut, oh my. Hey, Nina, thanks for coming in tonight. We're having a really good time tonight. So hi, Sophia. I know I am not saying, hi, Sophia. Barry Luann Green, send me a friend request and inbox me with your zodiac sign for an accurate reading and guidance now, because I have something about your future. Well, Sophia, whoever you are, maybe you need to join the show and I can give you a reading and tell you how you're just really not a good person. So go away. Oh, wow. This is like got all kinds of different ones. Louise, rise, beloved. I am drawn to you, my beloved. Send me a firm request for your accurate readings. Okay. Man, she's got a bunch of them. Wendy, may all the negative leave your side. I'm drawn to you. Send me a friend request for your reading right now. Oh, Deb, you got one too. I picked some energy around you. Send me a friend request for a reading. You're blessed. Soul Expressions, you know, you get used to it. A lot of times I'll just make some like mean comment, but this guy, whoever this is, Sophia, whatever, it's pretty good. It's not the same thing every single time. So it's making me laugh. Okay. So Don says, you see any kind of money coming my way, like some soon? You know, and that's really just kind of predicting the future. So I am going to look at, because I'm going to reframe your question and go, well, why is money not coming to you? How's that? Wow, interesting. So, Don, this is the information that I received. Find joy with what you have. Find gratitude with what you have. wishing and wanting and begging and desiring to have more isn't helping anything. It's just expressing lack. And so the more you love where you are now with what you have now, that's when the when things will start to move forward for you. And Luann, you are so welcome. I really hope that helped. All right, so expression. Yes, I've done it too. I'm going to try it again, maybe a little longer next time. I've done probiotics too. Maybe I need to look into the time frame. So I'm getting that you need to do like the rice and the pumpkin for like 3 to 4 months. I mean, you know, and I feel like you can throw in little bits of chicken. So throwing in some oil, like omega-3 oil, because oils are really important for cats, would be good. But no, there's something serious going on, and doing something for a week just isn't going to cut it. It needs to be like a long-term thing so her gut can calm down, because it's really irritated right now. So I'm getting like 3 months, which sounds like forever, but you can take it and you can make the food and put it into little Tupperwares or whatever and throw it in the freezer, you know, make a week's worth or a month's worth and just throw it in the freezer and then just take it out as you need it. Okay. Hi, Dean. Nice seeing you. Okay. So Johanna says, my snowball is growing. Our kids are struggling understanding how I feel because dad hung the moon, I guess. Will they ever understand the hurt I go through being the faithful one and the moon hanger shit on me, so to speak? All right, so Johanna, I'm not understanding where... I don't understand. So can you rephrase that, please? And I'll be happy to answer because we have 10 more minutes. 10 minutes. Hi, Michael. So he wants to know, how do you see my angioplasty surgery and outcome next week? So everybody in here, send Michael some, you know, like love and some prayers. He has surgery next week. You know, so if I have any prayer warriors out there, if you could just like send him some. I feel like it's going to go well. I'm feeling like, you know, if they want you to do physical therapy or if they give you like, these are the things that you need to do. Like, you know, you need to get up and walk around, you know, for 2 minutes every hour or whatever to sit there and really pay attention to the physical therapy things that have to do with movement, you know. Now, granted, if they tell you, like, don't move for a week, you know, whatever. But if they're telling you to get up, I know, like, when you had your hip replacement, you know, they had you get up and move around. And I kind of get the impression that this is going to be a similar thing and that it's going to be really important to do. I mean, Michael, I just feel like you've really been working on taking care of your body, you know, in the bigger sense of the word, you know, whether it's, you know, we were talking earlier about how our thoughts and emotions affect our health and how energy movement manifests in physical disease. And I feel like you have really been working on the mental and emotional part of yourself, as well as the physical part of yourself, you know, eating better, trying to exercise more and do those things. And so I feel like it's going to be fine. I'm really not getting that there's going to be some weirdness that comes out of it. So good. So Deb's laughing because they're offering her a reading. Okay. Eggs are actually very hard to digest, Veronica, even for humans. Rice is one of the easiest things for the body to digest, and it is, at least in humans, and I don't, it is the least, one of the least allergenic foods. And so, yeah, and it just gives the body a chance to recover, and it's not wheat. It's taking out all the major allergens, and it's just good. Said, oof, okay, definitely didn't do it that long, only a week. Yeah, with something like what I'm seeing going on, a week isn't going to be enough. Yvonne said, find a good homeopath. So Marco said, night all. I think I'm too wild. Marco, you're not too wild. Well, maybe. Isn't there like a private chat room some of you guys could talk in? Okay, so yeah, because Tanya's in Facebook. So Yvonne was suggesting a homeopath, and there is a remedy called Nox Vomica. And I'll spell that for you, Tanya. It's NUX space VOMICA in a low dose. And she suggested researching that. Might help. And I think that is for like vomiting and diarrhea. I'm not a homeopath, but I am familiar with that name. Okay, so Michael Dean is sending you prayers. So Don says, my entity that is with me seems to be changing more like caring. Go figure. I wouldn't trust it. Entities that act all naive, entities tend to be fairly narcissistic. So if they're like being nice, it must mean that you are really working on getting it to move out. So I would not trust its kindness. And in its kindness, you can ask it to step away from you and go somewhere else. Okay, so Veronica says, I did not know that about eggs. Yeah, eggs are really kind of hard to digest. Debbie says, I think the cat has colitis and may benefit from steroid treatment. And Deb, oh, Deb, Tanya's like the cat lady, but she's not a nurse. So, so that's something, have you taken the cat to the vet? And actually, Deb, I think that is what's going on. And that's why the rice and pumpkin steroids would clear it up faster. That's for sure. Okay, so Johanna says, I got cheated on divorcing. Our kids think he hung the moon and are struggling to understand how I feel. I was faithful for 23 years. Will they ever get it? Okay, that I can understand. That I can understand. It's gonna be a little bit for that to happen. All right, so this is the impression that I'm getting is that they haven't really seen it, that it was kind of not hidden from them. I mean, it was like spoken, but there is going to come a time that he will expose himself to them or treat them like crap, like he treated you, or they're going to see the pattern that he has. And then understand what's going on. I'm just not feeling like it's going to be this week. So just be patient. I do feel like they'll come around, but I also kind of feel like he talks about you. So that's not good either. Okay, so good night, Marco. Good night, Otto. You have a great evening. Good night, Marco. So Veronica says there's natural healing for animals on Telegram. I'm not quite sure what that's about, but I'll just share that. Deb says, I don't think it's an external allergen. It's likely autoimmune. Okay. Right. Man, we're having like cat talk here. Yvonne says steroid is a band-aid. Hey Dean, good night from London, UK. Love one and all. Good night, Dean. And that's it. Okay, so I'm going to ask one last time if there are any questions, because there's only a couple of minutes left, and I would be okay if we ended a couple of minutes early. Going once, going twice. Okay, well then I am going to do this. So if you would like to schedule a private consultation with me, please go to my webpage, soulhealer.com, and drop me a message and we can set up a time. Please join my group, Dr. Rita Louise Live on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, Just Energy Radio on YouTube, please like and subscribe to the channel. If you're on Rumble, please follow my channel there as well. Again, all of my books, including Banging With Me All Along, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, which is what we talked about at the beginning of the show, and The Dysfunctional Dance, plus four other ones, are all available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all of those good places. And so you guys, you all have a wonderful evening. I will talk to you next week. We will be here again Thursday night from 7 to 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And until then, this is Thursday Night Live. I'm your host, Dr. Rita Louise. Be blessed.